Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
So we are keeping a very close eye on Minneapolis, which I saw some reporters on CNN say is on the verge of, quote, exploding. Let's hope not.
The shooting occurred less than a mile from where George Floyd was killed. And this is 18 minutes ago from the New York Times, because the federal government is saying one thing happened and the local government officials are saying another. It's something very different. Three videos of the shooting that the New York Times has looked at show two federal agents trying to get a woman to exit her car that was partially blocking an intersection. And this was the wife of a protester, I believe. Three videos show two agents trying to get a woman to exit a car partially blocking an intersection. The driver reverses, then pulls forward. A third agent pulls out a gun, aims it at her, and fires three times.
She was apparently shot in the face. The mayor of Minneapolis, and I'll keep this clean, says, ICE, get the F out of our city.
And he did not say F.
Correct.
We are awaiting a news conference at 2:15 about what has happened here. We cannot.
And that's from Governor Tim Walz.
In a major American city, we cannot ignore what is going on here. Hundreds of people have already gathered.
Oh, it's more than that.
This is, I pray for a peaceful ending to the violence that was inflicted here. I worry that we're not going to see that.
The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, is going to speak at 2:15 this afternoon. We will, of course, carry that live. This is a city that is on edge. This is a city that, according to what I saw on Fox, what I saw on CNN, on MS Now, this is a city that is about to explode.
The shooting is being investigated by the FBI and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. As one news conference ended about an hour ago, the mayor of that town said, quote, I understand the anger, but urged residents, quote, to unite around hope and love and peace and, quote, getting justice.
How do we go on to something else?
I'm open to suggestions.
We will continue to monitor what's going on in Minneapolis. There has been a shooting. A woman has been killed. She has been killed by an ICE officer who was there to presumably round up people who are in this country illegally, allegedly. And the mayor of Minneapolis is furious. I can't even play his news conference because it's peppered with S-bombs and F-bombs. Not the least of which is ICE, get the F out.
Yes, correct. How does this work? Let's just talk procedurally. And Dan or Sam, you are welcome to weigh in here. Where you have a deadly shooting on a major metropolitan American street, okay? It was a federal agent accused of firing the shot that killed this woman. But you have local authorities weighing in, even local police weighing in on the videos that are circulating. It has to be the FBI that investigates this, right?
Well, this kind of stuff happens in cities, even here around this country. This one is different because it is this administration's ICE and Border Patrol agents doing what they're doing. The hiring practices, the training, all of that comes into play. And so typically this will be handled in the typical way. This one's going to be
dicey. And I want to ask you, Scott, you've read a little bit more on this than I have. Can you go back and talk about, I assume these agents had to be hired recently,
so
as they're going into these cities. ICE probably didn't have thousands of agents on hand to do this. And so are they new? Are they young? Like we don't know.
So the agent involved, we don't know. Here's what we do know. In the big, beautiful bill, if you will, there were billions of dollars set aside to hire new ICE and Border Patrol agents.
Okay.
Now, and so they went out and they hired a bunch of people and presumably trained them. Whether this person involved, this agent involved, was one of the new ones or a veteran, we don't know. Now, I will say, and this is from NBC News, the Department of Homeland Security says ICE agents were conducting targeted operations in the city when a woman, 37 years old, allegedly, quote, weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over law enforcement officers in an effort to kill them. That is according to ICE, that she had weaponized her vehicle, was trying to run over the officers. If that is true, we don't know.
There have been numerous cases over the past weeks and several months that are put forward as something similar occurring, and then they go to court and they're either dropped or tossed out.
Now, the mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Fry, says they are all, quoting here, they are already trying to spin this an action of self-defense.
I've watched the video.
Having seen the video myself, and I'm quoting here from the mayor, I want to tell everybody directly that is bull S.
Okay, I've watched the video.
Can I see it?
You can. There is a masked, hooded officer who's going for her driver's side door. They're saying get out of the car.
She's blocking the intersection.
He goes for the driver's side door. She very slowly reverses, steers to the right, and then puts it in drive and is trying to steer around. It looks slowly. Keep this in mind, Scott. She's not speeding through the intersection. She reverses, turns the wheel, and then an officer steps in front of the car and fires, and you can do the play-by-play.
So an officer is trying to open the driver's side door. She is in reverse. It is a slow reverse to the left. The window is down. Now she is moving forward. Not at any. Oh, wow. They open fire on that?
Mm-hmm. You guys, objects are being thrown.
Oh, my.
As we speak in Minneapolis, this is...
Is throwing snowballs.
How is that not murder?
Let me see that again. Replay the... let me re-describe it. An officer is trying to open the door. The driver's side window is down. She is moving backwards. She's in reverse at a slow rate of speed. She now turns to the right. An officer in front of the car pulls out of his gun. She is moving forward. He opens fire. He is not in danger.
At all.
No. He is not in danger.
She's trying to go around them.
Somebody says on the text line, she's evading arrest. That is not a death penalty case.
Blocking an intersection is not.
That officer who fired on her was not in danger. You know, from the text line, before I lose my cool, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Listen to police officers and you won't get shot. That is no. No.
We do not live in an America where you lose your life during a peaceful protest for maneuvering around a police officer. You know, we are just so divided, and I could say a trillion things right now, but I'm not going to add
you don't fuel shoot to the fire. People who are not threatening you. That officer, based on the video that I just saw twice, was not in danger of losing his life. He opened fire for no reason.
Point of clarification, these were not police officers.
Beg your pardon, ICE federal, officers.
Federal ICE officers.
That officer was not in danger of losing his life. That is a fact. What have we done? 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Standing by for a news conference from Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota regarding the ICE-related shooting today of a woman in an intersection in Minneapolis. She was killed. We have watched the video multiple times. The ICE officer who fired the shots was not in danger.
Keep in mind, I would like everyone, it's graphic. You need to watch the video before
you jump on the air.
Before you jump on the air. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really thought it was maybe going to be one thing. It is not what I thought it was going to be.
The way I thought it played out before I saw the video was that she was like speeding down the road, like targeting them. That is not the case. She goes in reverse, and then she, as an officer is trying to get her out of the car, she's blocking an intersection. Of course, that's against the law. Not acceptable. I get that. She goes in reverse, and then she goes forward. And the officer who is trying to open the car door is not the officer that fires into the car. The ICE officer who fires into the car is in front of the car, but the car is moving to his right, or his technically his left, but moving to the right, to his left, and he fires into the car. He was in no danger.
Keep in mind, this was happening in front of a lot of people. I don't want to put a number on it, but this did not happen in a vacuum. So there are almost an unlimited number of cell phone videos and vantage points of what happened here, Scott. They're being posted by the minute on Twitter. There were a lot of people there.
Cody and Shawnee. Cody, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, hope you guys are well. Say, I just wanted to add in on this that we have been living in a police state of America for the last 10 years. And what I mean by that is that when it becomes functions of where you protest, right? Or I think in the past 50 years, actually, when you look at it, that we have a right to protest, but we also, when we're met with police state, it escalates quickly on their end, which is kind of, you know, like it gets into some mucky waters. And I give an example of 8 years ago during the No Dapple protest in North Dakota, where I was present and I was labeled the leader of that movement by the FBI and private security. And when I was arrested for a trespassing charge, which was later dropped, I was met with 18 police officers who pointed their AR-15s to my face, not my body. They made me realize that I had 18 AR-15s pointed at my face.
The only thing I'm going to challenge you on here, Cody, is when did police officers carry AR-15s?
They hid under State Patrol, the North Dakota Highway State Patrol, but during that, they had bodyguard, you know, armor on. They covered their patches. They had goggles. They had face masks. They had helmets. And then they got back into the squad cars, the highway patrol vehicles, after I was, you know, brought into the back of the vehicle. And I was literally met with every one of them coming to my face, swearing at me, calling me a jihad, you know, just, I mean, you know, and it was like, really, like, I'm here to protect the land and water of my people. And I'm the bad objective because I just want to speak out and say, this isn't right. And I'm the bad guy for this. So that's the current state that we live in, is that if you speak out, you will be a target. And unfortunately, things like this happen, and it shouldn't happen ever.
Cody, okay. Thank you for the call. Two things I want to point out. Now the local Minneapolis police are caught up in this. Mm-hmm. You know, those men and women who put the badge on every day, went to work this morning, want nothing to do with what has happened here.
Yep. Yep.
That's number one. Number two, one of the videos so clearly shows shots two and three were fired from the side from the side. Think about like the Chick-fil-A worker taking your order outside. From the side into her face. Her window's down.
Yeah.
Shots 2 and 3 are fired from the side. Scott, that is murder.
You know, in law enforcement, or in any profession where you have to use a weapon, there's what's called a good kill and a bad kill. This is a bad kill. There is no way to look at this video. And Debbie, we'll take your call here in just a second. But before you guys call in and tell me that I'm anti-police or anything like that, watch the video first and then call in. Debbie in Lawrence. Debbie, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys, you're making me so angry. This ICE agent may very well have committed murder. Mm-hmm. And yes, I saw the video. But none of you have the right to publicly convict anybody.
No, but
none of us do.
You're
and
right.
That's what you have just done. I know ICE agents who every single day, I have personal friends who have had people like this lady. I'm not saying she wasn't murdered. I'm not saying that, so don't go there with me. But these people are being told by innocent-looking women as well as men that they want to rape their 8-year-old daughters and slit their throats and kill them. And yes, they chose to do that job. And yes, they are required to handle it. But, and this is horrendous. So I will let the court tell me what happened. But you cannot go on public radio.
Oh, Debbie, that's where you are sorely mistaken.
I agree.
We're paid. We are paid to have this conversation, Debbie.
Debbie, should we wait until this case goes to trial in a year or a year and a half before we have a comment on today's news?
Thousands of people are gathering in the streets, and we are awaiting a news conference with the governor.
We could talk about the fact that today is fart day, but you Debbie, let me make sure I understand you correctly and stay on the line, please. And we will give you ample opportunity to respond. But on a situation where, and there are cameras everywhere in America, where we see the way that this woman was killed today by an ICE officer in Minneapolis, you're telling me that as a news radio station that comments on today's news, that you want us to wait for another year to a year and a half before we have an opinion on what happened today? Go ahead. Debbie?
An observation station. And if you are, that's fine. Then I know who I'm talking to.
We are not an observation station. We are a news station. I'm asking you.
You're not a news station if you're only giving your opinion.
I listen
to you guys all the time. I love you.
We love you,
but
too.
You do this so often. And this is so volatile.
Debbie, does it not bother you that an American woman was shot down in a street in one of America's greatest cities? Are you not bothered by what's happening?
It bothers me greatly. It also bothers me that my friend had his 8-year-old daughter stalked.
And that's assault. Okay. That's assault, Debbie, and that's a completely separate issue.
But what you do is you convict and you escalate. Everyone there protesting, getting within 12 inches of an ICE agent's face, they create the escalation. The mayors and governors create the escalation. This is horrible. This is horrendous. This makes me want to vomit. But what you're doing creates this atmosphere, and everyone else that tries to thwart someone creates the atmosphere. Doesn't excuse it. I'm not saying that. But your opinion is not news. If your opinion, great. I will listen to your opinion. I will agree or disagree. But do not call yourself a news station.
Okay, let me just say this, Debbie. We are 100%, for as long as I can remember, a news station. This is a talk show an opinion-based talk show.
Which we are paid for.
The fact of this case, when you watch the 20,000 videos that are circulating from close by, keep in mind this is not from like 100 yards away, the fact of this case is that the last two shots are fired from the side of that car directly at her face. That's a fact. I don't know. That's not my opinion. That is a fact. And you could have the opinion that that's not murdered, or I think factually the law would disagree with you.
I did not say that, Debbie. I did not say that. I did not say my opinion was that she was not murdered. I did not say that.
But do you want us to...
Debbie, do you... what you guys, the two of you do this.
Do what?
I listen to you all the time.
We do
the
what, Debbie?
This type of reporting creates... It creates where bad things happen to good people.
And should we ignore that?
Debbie. It does not mean she deserved to be murdered. No.
Debbie, take a
but
breath.
We don't know. All I'm saying is that I'm tired of opinions.
Okay.
I'm tired of opinions before. I don't. It may be obvious, but it still has not. There is not a full investigation.
Debbie, stop.
First, more of those ICE agents and protesters, for that matter, are going to be in danger because of opinion people like you.
And I vehemently disagree. That's ridiculous, Debbie.
Yeah, yeah.
I am very concerned for the sheriff's deputies and the police officers who work the streets of Minneapolis every single day.
There's the video right there on MSNBC.
Shots come from the side of the car. I don't know how else to say it.
She was shot from the side, Debbie. Do you want us to ignore this story?
When an American governor is telling the federal government, and I almost quote,
mayor,
get the F out of our city.
That was the mayor of Minneapolis.
We cannot ignore what is happening here.
We cannot.
What do you call those non-lethal bullets are being fired?
Pepper bullets.
Debbie, are being fired at some of the people gathered as we speak. We're not going to ignore this story.
And Debbie, with respect, we Dana and I, two dum-dums from KU, are not responsible for what people do in Minneapolis tonight. I would hazard a guess that maybe one person is listening on the app from Minneapolis.
I think most of the people in Minneapolis are on the street where this happens, Scott.
913-586-7798.
Governor's staff is walking in as we await a news conference from the governor here any moment. We'll go to break now.
All right, woosah. Even the members of this show need to woosah, all three of us. We had a very testy little exchange during the commercial break between Sam and me.
I'm just trying to eat my Chick-fil-A.
So I'm Sam, not testy. I'm
no,
very
no, no,
calm.
No, Sam.
I'm eating my protein
Sam,
bar.
I, Sam, I'm woosahing.
Some almonds.
Sam, I'm woosahing.
If you had a nice banana.
Will you woosah as I woosah?
It was a perfectly ripe banana. I always love a banana that's perfectly ripe. No green on it, no brown on it. It is a perfectly ripe banana.
Where did we find a perfectly ripe banana?
Believe it or not, Aldi.
Why would that be hard to believe?
Because I have had a series, and no offense to Aldi. I love Aldi. Shop there 99% of the time unless I'm going to Hy-Vee.
Okay.
I have had a series of bad bananas from Aldi, and so I found a good bunch, and I was like, this right here is a good bunch of bananas.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Told you, I'm doing great.
Everyone should have a great ripe banana
exactly.
today.
Exactly.
I mean, before you die, if you don't have a perfectly ripe banana.
From Aldi.
You haven't lived.
That's right. That's right. No bruising?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat a banana with a bruise?
So it depends. Is the bruise surface or deep?
Deep.
Like, it's how long ago the bruise happened. If the bruise mm-hmm. happened while they were putting it on the shelf, that bruise is fine. Mm-hmm. If the bruise happened when they loaded it into the truck and it's been sitting there festering for a while, I'm not eating it, slicing it in half.
All right.
And you can always tell.
I love you.
The importance of a perfectly ripe banana.
Hey, I love you.
There was only one person yelling in our exchange.
That was me.
I know.
And I screamed, I can't take you anymore.
That's exactly what you said. Then walked out of the room.
God.
Anthony on line three. Anthony, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey.
We're doing well.
I just want to make a few comments. Debbie is living in an alternative world. I don't know what world she's living in. But I just want to say that not every officer is correct, whether they're a border agent or whatever. My brother Charles Adair was killed by a sheriff officer in Wyandotte County July 5th. Still has not been arrested or detained or whatsoever. We're still going through the court proceedings. Only in America you can kill someone and get away with it by being affiliated with, you know, some sense of police department, sheriff department, whatsoever. So no, not every officer is innocent. They are human like we are. They make mistakes. But when you make a mistake and you kill someone, you have to own up to that mistake.
Anthony, thank you for the call. And we're sorry for your loss, truly. Just know if we bring you onto the program, it looks like the governor is about to take the podium. We're seeing some activity there. If we have to cut you off, please understand that is why.
Mike in Blue Springs. Mike, good afternoon. Hello. And Mike, stand
by. We're
going
to go to the news conference. Mike, I apologize.
This is Minnesota Governor Tim Walz stepping up to the podium as we speak. He is talking to somebody off stage. Go to MSNBC, Sam. It's on MSNBC. Stand by as we try to get the Governor Tim Walz here.
And Colonel Bogoyevic of the Minnesota State Patrol. This morning, we learned that an ICE officer shot and killed someone in Minneapolis. My deepest condolences to the family, to the loved ones who had to learn about this tragic event on national television. We've been warning for weeks that the Trump administration's dangerous, sensationalized operations are a threat to our public safety, that someone was going to get hurt. Just yesterday, I said exactly that. What we're seeing is the consequences of governance designed to generate fear, headlines, and conflict. It's governing by reality TV. And today that recklessness cost someone their life. I've reached out to Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, and I'm waiting to hear back. Let me be clear. Donald Trump and his administration may not care much about Minnesota. That's been pretty evident. But we love this state. We won't let them tear us apart. We'll not turn against each other. To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry. They want a show. We can't give it to them. We cannot. If you protest and express your First Amendment rights, please do so peacefully as you always do. We can't give them what they want. The hearts and minds of the people in this state are on our side. To Americans, I ask you this. Please stand with Minneapolis. To Minnesotans, know that our administration is going to stop at nothing to seek accountability and justice. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension are working on the investigation. We have activated the State Emergency Operations Center. State Patrol and Minnesota National Guard leadership is connected with the Minneapolis Police Department, the St. Paul Police Department, Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, the DNR, and Minnesota's Homeland Security and Emergency Management. We have activated dozens of members of the State Patrol's mobile response team. And from here on, I have a very simple message. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait. We will continue to update you, Minnesota, as we get more information. Now I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner Bob Jacobson of the Minnesota Department of Public Safety.
Thank you, Governor. As the governor mentioned, my name is Bob Jacobson. It is my honor to serve as the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. First of all, I want to acknowledge the reason that we are all here. The loss of life is not anything anyone would ever want. We fully expect that the community will want to peacefully demonstrate their anger or frustration. Minnesota residents and visitors have the right to peacefully demonstrate. We recognize that demonstrations are often driven by strong emotions, beliefs, and certainly a desire to be heard. Our role is to help ensure everyone can express themselves without anyone getting hurt. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety's role through the Minnesota State Patrol is to ensure safety, protect constitutional rights, keep roads accessible, and above all, to prevent harm. Our top priority is public safety. Our focus is keeping demonstrators, community members, drivers, and law enforcement safe, especially during moments of heightened tension or uncertainty. Demonstrations must remain safe and lawful, particularly around roadways. We will join with our partners to support safety while respecting the right to protest. With that in mind, I'd like to share a few safe and lawful ways to demonstrate. Minnesotans can safely and legally express their views in many ways, including getting together peacefully with others in public spaces, marching or walking, not on roadways, making your voice heard through chants, speeches, and displaying signs, being present in public areas where pedestrians are allowed, gathering in designated or permitted areas, and these actions will allow people to express themselves while protecting the safety of everyone involved. Unsafe or illegal actions could result in fines or arrests. Certain behaviors create serious hazards that threaten public safety, disrupt emergency services, or put people at risk. These actions could result in fines or arrest. Demonstrating on or entering a freeway on foot, walking on highways, throwing objects, starting or setting fires, damaging property or graffiti, using illegal fireworks, displaying or using illegal weapons, reckless or dangerous driving, especially near pedestrians, and certainly assault of aggressive or riotous behavior toward anyone. We all want definitive answers to what happened today. Our Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is working in conjunction with the FBI to investigate.
All right, we will continue to monitor the situation in Minneapolis, Minnesota this afternoon. If there is new information, we will bring it to you here on Dana and Parks.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather,
What if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A good friend of mine reached out and said, and this is also a fact, that the agents involved in what has happened here today are not police officers.
It is ICE.
And that is so important to point out for so many reasons. They are not trained police officers. Would a police officer in Minneapolis have done the same thing, given the same situation? I don't know, Scott. I don't know that I have full confidence. If this is a brand new agent out of the gate, we don't know. I think it does matter. If this was a 30-year veteran of the Minneapolis Police Department, would we even be talking about this today?
Yes, of course we would. Would the reaction be the same? I think it would. But I think it would be lesser than if it was a – and we don't know how long this ICE agent has been with the agency. Has it been a year? Is this one of the newbies who came in with the bill that was passed last year? Yeah. Is this a 20-year-old veteran or 20-year veteran? We don't know. JR in Kansas City. JR, hello.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love you three. Thanks for hosting our show. You guys do a great job.
Thanks for letting us.
My main point is, like, look, I think if we're all honest, if you're on the right, if you're on the left, we can all recognize that today is a sad day. No one should be rejoicing at lost life. I think my main point that I told Sam is that this feels like it is not sustainable. The absolute stress and tension in this country seems like it's at an all-time high. And I'm afraid that at some point we may reach an inflection point. I think the best thing for us to do as a community, as a city, as people of this country, is to pray for peace and justice and to refuse to turn on people and pray for peace in our communities. This world, this country, we don't need more vitriol. We don't need more hate. We don't need more tribalism. And I think, if anything, we've seen that tribalism doesn't do any good. It tears communities apart.
You know what's fascinating, JR? Let me interrupt you for a second, and then I want to get your thoughts. What's fascinating is something you said in the beginning of your share, where you said
it's not sustainable.
This has become political. Isn't it amazing? People are going to form their opinions about what happened today in Minneapolis before they even watch the video. Now, Sam and I have different opinions about what happened in this shooting, but he and I have sat down and we've watched the video together. We just disagree about the circumstances of the shooting. But there are people in their cars right now who are forming their opinions about this shooting and having not even seen what happened, based purely on where they fall on the ideological spectrum.
Yes, and that's a shame, because that's exactly what tribalism is. It pits me against you. It pits people against each other, right? This whole, I'll just leave it, the whole kind of political environment has really fostered and nurtured a tribalism type of mindset. And I think that if we can get past that and realize and show it for what it really is, the nation can kind of come out of that and heal and do better. But as long as we are caught up in a me versus you, mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter. Some guy could sell a popsicle to some kid on the street and, you know, in our in today's society, somebody would politicize it.
Amen.
So if we, you know, so anyway, I love you guys. You know, thanks, for all those people out there that may call in, like, hey, like, you cool your jets. Dana and Scott and Sam are not the enemy. You know, thanks for hosting the show. We love you guys.
Thank you, man. David in KCK. David, hello.
Hey, guys. I second what the gentleman before me said. I mean, we love you guys. We have to understand one thing, one very important thing. While we are battling each other, some foreign agent is laughing it up. While we are fighting each other and killing each other and turning on each other, somebody is laughing it up. You get a bunch of ants in a little jar, and then you start shaking them up. They're all going to fight each other, but that's what's actually going on. Hmm. Now we just have to figure out who's doing the situation, who stands to gain from our American division, who stands from all of this. I'm going to say this very, 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 very carefully. A man by the name of George Soros owns over 200 Odyssey radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't own the company. He owns a large share of the company. Yes.
Yeah. And I do believe that the left and the right, as far as the Mockingbird media is concerned, are definitely all in it to create chaos amongst the people. You got to remember this. The elections are coming up. The midterms are coming up. Every time the midterms come up, the politicians rile us up.
Yeah.
But we also have to understand that we have China, we have Iran, we have Russia. We have all kinds of people who are just injecting division within our lives. And next thing you know, we're fighting each other when we're supposed to be fighting them. You know, radical Islam, far Marxism, all that other crap. You know, we're a capitalist nation. I mean, we're a Christian nation. You don't have to be a Christian. But
no,
let me
correct you on that, David. We are not a Christian nation. We are a nation primarily of Christians. And there is a huge difference.
We're not a theocracy, if that's what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean.
And we do have freedom of religion. That's also correct. But this nation was founded on a very specific set of rules, a specific set of things that a specific set of group of people want destroyed, the deconstructionists. So who stands to gain? Who stands to gain from us fighting? Who stands to gain from people disrespecting the federal government? Who stands to gain?
With respect, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold because I want to address a couple of things before we have to get to break. I think it is a fundamental right as an American to disrespect the federal government. And let me address the George Soros thing for a second, because I've heard that a lot. Yes, George Soros, who is a liberal billionaire, investor, whatever, I don't know what he is. He did buy a large share of this company's stock. It might have been last week when George Soros called me and told me what to say on the radio. When was the last time George Soros called you? Do you remember?
I didn't.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
Owned a share of the company.
We are not told what to say on the radio.
Never.
Nobody has ever once in the 20 years that I've done this show, and the 15 that I've done it with Dana, not one time has anyone ever said to me, "Don't say this," or "You better say that."
Now, our boss yesterday did say, "Are you sure you want to bring a monkey into the studio?" And I said, "Yeah, we do want to do that." And so we did.
That's how much input.
That was also a horrible idea.
That was a horrible idea.
It wasn't as exciting.
I wouldn't compare the two.
As we thought it would be.
Nobody ever tells us what to say on the radio. If you don't believe it, I can't change your mind. But that's a fact. In 20 years, I've never been told one time what to say on the radio.
We can't say the F word.
Well, we can't say that. News with Dan coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.